Yan daf lamed dalad lamed beis. Just to refresh our memory, we had a machlokes in the Mishnah. Nosnei b'migdol v'ovat hamafteach harei ze'eruv. The Tanakama holds that if the eruv wasn't a migdol, he doesn't have the mafteach to open up the migdol. It is still an eruv. Rabbi Lozer says im einoi yodua shemafteach b'mkoimoi einoi eruv. The Gemara. So far, we had learned that the Gemara wanted to say this was the akimta of Rav Shmuel, that it is speaking about a migdol shalavainim, and it is speaking about more explicitly avira de livni. That means this is levainim, which are not attached together with cement. And the machloikis between the Tanakame and Rabbi Lazar is, if one is permitted to break it. We have a similar machloikis in Mesechtes Beye by Avira de Livni, that Ramei Oime Poiches V'Noita L'Chatchila, one is permitted to break open this bayis since it is not connected with cement. The Tanakama holds that it is also Midarabonim. So that is the machloikis. Tanakam over here holds like Rav Meir, and Rabbi Lezer holds not like Rav Meir. So the Gemara asked Akasha, afilo according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds that it is permissible to be soiser a binyan that's made by Aviri de Livne. This is only in Yontif. L'tzoyich eichul nefesh, they were matter. But in Shabbos it is also. So the Gemara answers, Ochinami b'yontif, that our Mishnah is speaking about in Yontif. It seems, so according to this Akimta, the Mishnah in Bay is also speaking about in Yontif. And in Yontif, Rav Meir holds, one is permitted to be soisa, a binyan that is made of avira de livni. And so that's the Tanakam of our Mishnah. And Rabbi Lezer holds like the Tanakam of Yan, the Mishnah that holds im nifchas, but l'chatchile, one is not permitted to be poiches. That was where we were up to yesterday. Frek de Gemore, ihochi, if you are telling me that our Mishnah is speaking about in Yontif, then there's a problem. Aynu diktonia lo, we learned in the Baraisa, Abelazar Oimer, im be'ir ovad. Rabbi Lozer said as follows, if the mafteyach was lost in the ear, eruvay erev, the imbesoda ovad, but if the erev, if the mafteyach was lost in a sode, ein eruvay erev, the ibiyontev, and if they are speaking about, if the Mishnah is speaking about yontev, mali ear, mali sode. Let us see Rashi. Zokt Rashi, what is pshat in this Rabbi Lozer and the Baraisa? Im be'ir ovat hamavtayach. If the mavtayach was lost in the ear, eiru ve'erev. Why? The mashkachlei, if he would find it, motzi maisilei derech chatzeireis ve'gages ve'kafifeis shekulon reshus achasein. In the ear, there's a possibility that he could bring in Shabbos the Mafteyach. We see a Meiridik Echidish, which we'll see later in the Sugya also, that if there's a possibility that he could in Shabbos come and access to the Erev, so then Erev Shabbos, so the Erev is already Koine Erev Shabbos. So that is, if it's Be'ir, so he has a way to be metaltal the Mafteyach. In Derech HaTzeiris Gagis VeKafirfeis. Ve'im Basode. But what if the Mafteyach was Nevad Besode? The Kolben Nisanul says it is speaking about a Sode that is a Rishus HaRabim. That is an Isser Dereise to be metaltal. Loi Motzila Asuyelei. So Rabbi Lezer came now with the Rabbi Lezer and the Baraisa came out now with a new Mahalach. that Be'ir, if this, since there's a possibility that if he finds it, he could take the Mafteyach and open up the Migdol, some Amelitz, that's a good Eiret. But so the, even if he finds it, he can't bring it, so it's not a good Eiret. So Trashi, V'gimel, Machloikis, Bedova. There's a three-way Machloikis. Letanikam bein beir bein besod eruvei erev the motzi sosolei. The Tanikam holds it's an erev not because of the mafteyach, but because you could be soisel the migdol. You mentioned before speaking about avira de livni. Rabbi Lezer de masnisin. Rabbi Lezer of our mishneh, which Rabbi Lezer of our mishneh did not differentiate. Where it is, bein be'ir, bein besode, ein eruvei erev. Why? Because he holds all chumras. The mister, leimotzi sosa, to be soisa, the migdol, he holds you're not allowed to be soisa. The last lady, the Rab Meir, there's not like Rab Meir in Mesechtes Beye that one could be soisa, avira de livni. Visuyinami loimotzi, have a mashkechlei, the last lay, the Rab Shimon, the gages, the kafipais, rishusachasain. So he doesn't, so even though there's a potential that the mafteyach might be found, afal pikein, it's still garnish mit garnish, because the mafteyach cannot open up the migdol, because you can't carry the mafteyach to the migdol. Yeah, the Rabbi Lezer, the Barai says, and maybe that's what he holds. The Rabbi Lezer of a Mishnah holds, it's not a Rishusacha. She can be metaltal from a gag to a karfif. Rabbi Lezer, the Barai says, sove lo ke Rab Shimon. So Rabbi Lezer, the Barai says, he holds like Rab Shimon. Seim be'ir ovad. So maybe there's a possibility that he could bring the Mafteyach and open up the Migdol. And not. So there's a three-way machloikis. Inami Rabbi Elezer de Masnissen loy airi elo besode. Narashi is another mahalach. Could be Rabbi Elezer de Masnissen is speaking about a sode. Vuni Rabbi Elezer de Breise. So they're speaking about a sode. So according to the Tanekame, even though it's a sode, so you don't have an oifen to be metaltal als the mafteyach. There's no oifen to open up the migdal als the mafteyach, but you could be soisa the migdal. Rabbi Lezer says no. So Rashi has two mahalchim if there's three tanoim or Rabbi Lezer of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer of the Barais. Al koponim, we have here, he says Rabbi Lezer, the Barais is klar, differentiates between a soda and an ear, and this only makes sense in Shabbos. In Yontif, was geit mirana ir a soda, tiltel is mutter be Yontif. The e be Yontif, mali ear, mali soda. You just said that the Mishnah is speaking about Yontif, and that is why Rav Meir holds it's permissible to be soisa the migdol, because it's speaking about Yontif. So if it's speaking about Yontif, how could Rabbi Lezer differentiate between a ear and a sod, mali ear or mali sod? That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, chesuri mechsere b'hochi k'toni. We're missing a psabove. No, it says as follows. Nos nu b'migdol v'noal b'fono v'ovad amavtayach arei ze eirov. This is the Tanikam of our Mishneh, that by Yontev, it is Mutter. So Geit Menishon, the Mafteyach, he could be Soisa the Migdol. Avol b'Shabbos, Ein Eruvei Erev. Shabbos is Ein Eruvei Erev. Because Shabbos is not allowed to be Soisa the Migdol. Nimtza mafteyach bein bo'ir bein basode ein eruvei erev in Shabbos. Nimtza mafteyach bein bo'ir bein basode ein eruvei erev. Rabbi Elezer oimer bo'ir eruvei erev Besode ein eruvei erev. Beir eruvei erev, kerab shimet da oma echot gagois veechot chatzeirois veechot kafifois, vishus achas ein lekeilum sheshobsu besoicha. And the others are moichik, besode ein eruvei erev kerabonon, so let's go with the mechike. So al koponim, so we have here a double machloikis. I says we have here a machloikis in Yontev. We have here a machloikis, but it's very interesting. We have here a machloikis by Nimtza HaMafteach. If the Mafteach was found, now we have to understand the Gemara all of a sudden changed pshat. That means Rashi had said before, according to the Rabbi Lezer, the Baraisa, that says Nimtza Be'ir, Eruvei Erev. No, that Be'ir Eruvei Erev. Rashi said, the Mashkechlei Motzi Maiselei Derech Hatzeres VeGagis VeKafifois. That Rabbi Lezer holds, since he might find it, so that is enough to make Eruvei Erev. That's how we learn Pshat till now in Rabbi Lezer. Now all of a sudden, the Gemara says that, the Gemara says na chesure mechsere, that there's a new machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachomim in Shabbos. So all of a sudden the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, that it's speaking about nimtza hamafteach, that Rabbi Lezer was only matir if the mafteach was found. Imashkech hamafteach doesn't help fulfill according to Rabbi Lezer also. Rabbi Lezer was only matter if the Mafteach was found. So before we go further, let us see a Maram. The Maram is Ma'ira, why all of a sudden the Gemara changed Pshat in Rabbi Lezer. Why is this necessary? The first Maram, on Daf, page 12, Balaz, first Maram on Daf Lamed Hei, and Medalev. So the Maram explains as follows. Chesurei mechsere v'hochi ktoni. Yesh la'ayim. Lama hoye tzorich l'chaleik bein ovad l'nimtza. Why did he have to differentiate bein ovad ha-mafteich l'nimtza u'lahagia nimtza ha-mafteich? He says, because there's a Hagor. Before we learn Shad the Bereise, Abelazoim in Be'ir Ovad, Eruvei Erev, in Besoda Ovad, Ein Eruvei Erev. Rabbi Lezer only spoke about that the Mafteach was lost. He did not speak at all that you found the Mafteach in Shabbos. Mafteach was lost. And Rashi says that the Lomdis of Rabbi Lezer is because since it could be found, so that's also sufficient, Lagabi Eruvei Trumim. Now, all of a sudden, when the Gemara makes a chsuri mechsere, the Gemara doesn't say, over the mafteach, nimtza hamafteach. That's the Maram's kashi. Lama yitzach lechalek bein ovad le nimtza, u lahagia nimtza mafteach. To loy have a kashi long, we only had one kashi. Elevi beyond the vairi, if everything is speaking about Yontev, Mali Ir, Mali Sode. Pavlei Lameime, Dechsure Mechsere. Forget, the whole problem was, if Rabbi Tanakam is speaking about Yontev, so how could Rabbi Elazar be Chaylik on the Tanakam in Yontev? So the Gemara said, no, this Machloikis is in Shabbos. Pavlei Lameime, Dechsure Mechsere. Bamed Vom Amurim, Be Yontev. Avol b'Shabbes ein eruvei erev. Then the Tanakam holds ein eruvei erev. Azeh porli Rabbi Lezer oma b'ir eruvei erev. Hayol v'shtakech v'yochel avioi. Since if it will be found, k'deperish Rashi l'el mikam idokmu b'chsure mechsre. That's the Maram's kash. V'yesh loyma zok the Maram de'im kein. If we will say that Rabbi Lezer holds that alone, that if the Mafteach could be found and brought, that is sufficient to make Eruvei Erev, So the Maram says, then they were stuck. Dimkein havetani kame machmer tvei mirabolazer. So then it comes out that Tanikame is more machmer than Rabbalaz. Zoma machen acheshme. The hobby yontef, in yontef, afilu besode shoril Rabbalaz. So in yontef, the Tanikame that holds that in yontef it is mutter because he can break the migdol. According to Rabbalaz, in yontef, Rabbalaz holds you're not allowed to break the migdol, but Rabbalaz holds that if the mafteich could be found and it's possible to bring the mafteich to the migdol, that's also sufficient. So memele, so in yontif, everyone holds its mutter. Ubi Shabbos, so in yontif, Rabbi Lezer is not more machmer than the Tanikame. Ubi Shabbos, Beir havi eiriv, according to Rabbi Lezer, ulatanikame bishabis lehavi eiriv bishumponim. So he says, according to the maskonis agmore, that Rabbi Lezer is according to maskonis agmore, so it comes out Rabbi Lezer is a greater makel than the Tanikame. In Yom Tov is makel b'choloifen, and in Shabbos is makel beir. And the Tanikame is only Mekel B'yontav, and the Shabbos is Machmer. Umas Nisin Machmer, the Rabbi Lezer Machmer mitanikame. Upoligayontav, the Mas Nisin B'yontav Ayri. So that's why the Gemara had a problem. If the Mishnah is speaking about Yontav, in Yontav there's no Machloikis. Lekach nitztarech loimer, zuk de maram, de masnissen airi, bisheloi nimtzo. So now the Gemara changed. Now, with this chesuri mechsere, we have to make that al koponim in yontev, the Tanikame is more makel than Rabbeloza. So therefore the Gemara is machadish like this. The Gemara is machadish that Rabbi Loza was only makel im nimtza ha-mafteyach. But if it was in nimtza the mafteyach, so it's gonish mit gonish. So memele de masnissen airi bishaloi nimtza. So the Mishnah is speaking about shaloi nimtza. The oz rabbonim mekili hoyil v'yochel livchois lechatchil. So the Tanikama holds that it is an Erev, Einach Hanami, it's Loi Nimtza Mavtayach, but you could break the Migdol. For Rabbi Lezer, Machmer, the Sviroloi, the Loi Shori, Livchoks. You're not allowed to. So it comes out, so that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about Yontif, and in Yontif, the Tanikam is Mekel Legamri, and Rabbi Lezer's Machmer Legamri, in Yontif, by Loi Nimtza, and that is what the Mishnah, in the Chanami, by Nimtza, then Rabbi Lezer also be Mutter in Yontif, Bein Beir, Bein Besoda, but the Mishnah isn't speaking about Nimtza. The Mishnah is speaking about Loi Nimtza, so Loi Nimtza, so it's very good. The Tanikam is Mekel, Rabbi Lezer is Machmer. Now this beraisa that Rabbi Lezer was machadish a kule b'Shabbes b'nimtza mafteyach meikel Rabbi Lezer tvei b'shum de svirelei kerab Shimon the yochel avioi derech gagis b'kafifis the kaloho. So that's what that's how the Maram says pshat. So it comes out as follows. We blive take with the previous akimta that the Mishnah is speaking about yontif, and in yontif by loin nimtza, so the Tanikame is a greater makel than Rabbi Lezer. And in Shabbos by Nimtza, this Rabbi Lezer, the Beraisa, he's only Mekel by Nimtza. The Mishnah isn't speaking about Shabbos. This is the Chesurei Mechser. Zogt Rashi, Avo b'Shabbos ein eruvei erev, v'loi shori le'rabono le'mister. There, I feel according to the Rabbonon, it's not it's not mutter to be seiser the migdol. So memele, that's why it is also. Nimtza hamavteyach b'shabbos. What if it's nimtza hamavteyach b'shabbos? Ein eruvei eriv, the less lay the Rab Shimon. Haltach nit vi Rab Shimon. Behod Rab Shimon bepeire kol gagas. That is this akimte. Let us go further. So according to the first akimte, the Mishnah is speaking about Yontiv. According to the Tanikame, it is Eruvay Erev because it is speaking about a Migdol Shel Levainim, that is Ba'avire de Livni, and Yontiv, it's permissible to be Soiserit. It's Mutalach Atchil according to the Tanikame, and Rabbi Lezer holds by Loi Nimtza Hamavteyach. It's Ein Eruvay Erev. Because he holds it's also lister and it's leinim sam avtayach. That is the first akimta of Rav Shmuel. Let us go further. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef da Omri Tavayu, a different mahalach to fa'em for the Mishnah. It's not speaking about a migdol shalaveinim. Hochet speaking about b'migdol shel eitz askina. Eitz. Now, eitz already you will see is a problem. It's not to levenim, avira de livni, that it's a gringer estire. It's speaking about, it's a real mechubadike keili made out of eitz. So what is the machloikis? The machloikis is what halochet this migdol is. The mouse of a keilihu. The Tanakhama holds that it has a Teres Keli, ve'ein binyan bekelim, ve'ein stira bekelim. So Mamela, therefore, you're allowed to be Seiseret. Umar Sovar Oihel, who, and Rabbi Lezer holds that it has a Teres Oihel. So Mamela, so that gives it a din of Mechuber, not of a Keli, and that is a din, binyan estira. Zogt Rashi, ve'ein stire bekelim ve'iboi sosale. So that is the svar. So the machlokes is, does this migdal have a teiras keli, or does this migdal have a teiras oil? Where do we find such a machlokes? Ubeplukte dahani tanoi. This nan, we learned a mishneh, hikish al gabi sheida teva umigdal. A zov went and he gave a zetz al gabi sheide teva migdol. He pushed it. Tmeim, so it becomes tomei. Rab Nechemye v'Rab Shimon metare. My love, boho kemiflegi, mar sova keilihu umar sova oyelu. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, hikish zov be'egroifoi. The Zov gave a zetz with his fist al gabi sheda. Tmeim, why is it tomei? Mipnei shehisiton. It's tomei because he moved it. Why do you have to say a shtik teire because he moved it? You have to say because he moved it, else why do you have to give a zetz? If it's metame b'magi, you don't have to give a zetz. You can touch it gently, it'll also become tomei. Here it's only tomei because he gave a zetz. Uch goyim show yelovush beisyat the loy metame b'negiyah. He's wearing gloves, so he's wearing gloves. So he wasn't metame with negiyah. So then that's what we need a zetz. The zetz will make it move. So that's hesed already. Inami another teret shehikishay bachtiches eitz shebiyodi. Again, there was no magazov. He was holding a. It wasn't begreifa. It was beitz shebiyodi. So memele. So that's why we need tumas hesed. So what is the machloike? So if it is a teiris keili, so it's mekabel tume. And that's the svar of the Tanikame. And he holds that there's a teiris oihuhu v'loi mekabel tume. So memela, so what did Rabbi and Rav Yosef said? Rabbi and Rav Yosef said, we find a machloike by a sheida teva migdol. He was, our mission is speaking about a migdol, a machloike tanoim, Does it have a Teures Oihel, or does it have a Teures Keli? So Memele, so Machlokes Tanoim, so just like, so it's Negeye Hilchis Tume, if it has a Teures Oihel, even though the Zov was Mesit that it's not Mekabel Tume, if the Teures Keli, it is Mekabel Tume. Memele, that is the same Machlokes in our Mishneh. If it has a Teures Keli, in Stire Bekele, that's the Svar of the Tanakame. Rabbi Lazar holds that has a Teures Oil, so by oil, by mechuber, or dover that's choshev, the dover that's choshev kimechuber, that has a, then there's binyan nestire. Frech the Gemara, that's not true, v'tisbere, Omar Abaye v'tisbere, you're learning wrong pshat in Yena Mishneh. Vasanya, we learned in the Baraisa, Oihel Viniseit Tomei. You learned Pshat till now. That what? That the Svore of Rab Nechemya, Rab Shimon is Metarim, because they hold that as a Teures Oihel. We learned in the Baraisa, Oihel Viniseit Tomei. You may sit an oil, it's also Tomei. There's no such cloud that an oil is not Mekabel to Meseset. Kli vein ein nisit toher, and if the kli was not nisit, so it's toher. So we see, Hases, that what? That so it's wrong what you said. You wanted to say that the whole reason they were metayer, because it has a teres oil. Fakert, if you mase it on oil, it's also mekabotum. That's a raya from the barais. Uktani safe, and the safe of this Mishnah says, Vimhoyu nisoitim tmeyim. Now the Mishnah, now, hiki shalgavi sheda teva migdu, shal vimhoyu nisoitim tmeyim. If it was nisit, that's tome, according to everyone. Zehaklau nisit machmas koichai tome, machmas roodo tohoir. That's the safe of the Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. V'tisbere, the time of Mishum oil, v'lav oil, you're saying that the whole machloikis is it an oil or is not an oil, and that's the reason why it's toil. V'nisit, oil v'nisit, she'enoi takua yofi, you'll have an oil. And l'maisa became nisit, it wasn't stuck in good into the ground. U'shemakish boy nisit tome. Odovim kliu shemechubel v'takua oikovit harbe sheine nisit machmosei toyo. So if you'll be meisit an oihul, it's possible it wasn't mechubel well, so memeil it's tome. And if you have a keili that somehow he can't be meisit, it's because the kovit or it's because it's mechubel, so it's toyo. So Mela, we see an oihel is not nitzel from Tumas Hesed. Uktoni nami seife, the kamaisa, this is a seife of the Mishneh, the hiki shal gabi sheido, im hoyu nisot in tmeyim. That if the sheida teva migdal was nisit tmeyim, afilu l'rab Nechemye v'rab Shimon, alme tamayu lav mishum oil. Not the way you said that it has a teres oil and oil is not mekabel to meshesed. You see, klo. It says if it would be nisit, it would be tome. Zaklau. The sefer continues. Nisit machmas koichoi. If it was nisit machmas koichoi, shehisit es hakeli o es ohoyol mamish. Shenit koi mi moishovoi mashu. He made it move a mashu. So it's tomei. Machmas ro'odo. That's machmas koichoi. Machmas ro'odo. What if it was nisit, not machmas koichoi? It was nisit machmas ro'odo. What does that mean? Shetofach biraglov bekarko. He went and stepped on the earth. Umachmas ninua hakarke nisat hakeli. So this made that the keli shimu, the vibrations that came about to that he was tofach beraglo. So that made it should move. So that's not called koichoi. That's called machmas ra'odo. The koyach koichoi hu, that not his koyach made it move. That what the karka shook, the karka vibrated, that made it move. So that's koyach koichoi. So it's toil. That's pshat in the sefer. Zaklal nisit machmas koichoi. Tome, everything is tome. Machmas ra'odo toir. So al korponim, your pshat in the Mishnah that the machloikis is, if it's an oil, it's not an oil, that's sicher wrong pshat. Because we see claw, vimhoyun nisoytim tmeim, and oil is also makabel tumasesa. That what we see from the sefer, we see from the beraisa. So what's the machloikis? Elo Omar Abaye. The Kula Alme, it's a Gor and Andra Machloikis, which will not help us at all in our Machloikis. Elo Omar Abaye. The Kula Alme, Heset Machmas Koichoi Tome. If it moved Machmas Koichoi, that's Tome. Machmas Ra'odo. If it moved because of a Ra'odo, as we said before, that he went and made the floor tremble and or vibrate and that made it move, so that's koyach koychei toy. V'hocha b'ra'odo machmas koychei askina. Here we're speaking about that he gave a zetz on the sheder teva migdol and it vibrated, but it did not move. It did not move this way. It did not move horizontally. It moved up and down. But this ra'odo machmas koicha yaskina. Is that what it vibrated? Is that called, I don't know if it jumped, it vibrated to his koyach. V'hoche b'ra'odo machmas koicha yaskina. B'hoke miflegi, demar sovar havi hesed, umar sovar loy havi hesed. Zogt Rashi, Bohochi b'ra'odo machmas koichoi, shehikish aleihem mamish, v'loi nitkan v'loi hustu. It didn't move from its place, but it was vibrating. Ela ra'odo. So that's a machloikis. So it's gor an andere machloikis. It's a machloikis if ra'odo has a teures hesed, yes or no. That's the machloikis. So memele, so... That's a machloikis in Hilchis Tumis Heset of Azov, but it will not help us at all. There's no shaykhis at all with our Mishnah. So we don't, there's no such machloikis. Umasnisim b'may mukmin lo. So let's get back to the Mishnah. So what is the machloikis in the Mishnah? Abaye v'rove da omri tovayu b'manoil. We're speaking about that there was a lock, the kotir b'misne, and it's the lock is tied together to the migdol with a rope. Here he has a picture, page 86, 47. The lock is tied together to the handle of the door of the migdol. It's tied together with a rope. Yeah, and what's the shaila? B'manel v'kotel b'misnaskine. U'boi sakine l'mifseke. And you need a sakin to cut the rope. So what's the problem? Is tanekane savala sagorets amuktsadike machloikis. Can you use a sakin to cut the rope? Tanikame sovolo kerabi yoisi. The oma kola kelim nitlim bishabes, chutz mi masaragodu, viyeset shal machish. The tanikame holds, there's a mukze machmes chesorin kis, a masaragodu, viyeset shal machish. These kelim are mukze. But stamozay a sakin, a knife. A knife is not mukze. It's a klisha malachte laheter. So Memela, there's no Shaila whatsoever. So Memela, according to the Tanakhama, there's no problem in Hilchis Mukze how to open up this Migdal. You just take a knife and you tear the rope. So Memela, that's why, Noshnu b'migdal v'ovada mavtecha reiza eiriv, because you can open up, you can tear open the rope. Abelezer sova lo kerab Nechemya, the Oma, afilu talis, afilu tarve de nitlon elo tserich tashmishan. Rab Nechemya is a moiridike machmir. Rab Nechemya holds that afilu tarve is a spoon, that it's kli suda. You can only be metaltal a keli for what it's oimet for. You can only use a spoon to eat soup in it, with it. But you can't use it for a purpose that it's not oimed for. So a sakin is oimed to cut apples, to cut meat, but not to cut rope. So memela, according to Rav Nechemya, you're not permitted bein hashmoshes to cut the rope because it is mukze. Because you need a knife to cut the rope. You can't cut it with tear it with your hands. You need a knife. And a knife is, and you can't cut with a knife a rope because it's mukze. It's only miyuchit for the tashmid that's aimed for. So therefore it's not an ein eruv ayerev. Let us see Rashi. Umas nisen da eruv b'may mukminelo. Now, how do you use that same shot in the Mishnah? The lakula alme igodl hu oyel hu v'maye hu v'yerif ikotn sheine marzik memso belach klihu umaytayme drabelazim. So now Rashi says that fakert. There's no, you want to say it's a machloikis what it is. Now Rashi says, we have guidelines what it is. If it's godol, so here's a din oil, so then there's a din stiris oil. If it's a cotton, so here's a din keili, so we have a klalim binyam bekeilim. So, however you're going to learn, ishver, if it's a godol, what's the time of the Tanakhama? If it's a cotton, what's the time of Rabbi Lezer? So the Gemara says, einachanami, kota, b'masne. So we'll see, so according to Rashi, we have to say that it is speaking about a godel. And if it's a cotton, we have a problem. So we have to say it's speaking about a godel. And since it's speaking about a godel, so memela, to go and break the migdol, you can't break it. Zadin stire. No, kotel b'masne, kosher hamanol b'chevel. The manol is tied with a chevel. Uboi sakin lemifsike, and you need a sakin to tear the chevel. Zutrashi, the I havi motzi lemifsike biyodayim. If he would have been able to tear the rope with his hands, shapidomi afilu rabbeleza. The ein chaticha sure ela b'mechuba. I am tearing something that's only b'mechuba. I think Rashi means if something is growing. Avol hoche mikalkulu v'shori kidesanye. Here, but some say to tear a rope, there's no issa. It's a mikalkul. Hoche mikalkulu v'shori kidesanye b'meseches beye. Choisoma ishe bekeilim matir umafkia v'choitech. You're allowed to go. It's a mikalkul to be. Some say to tear a rope. You're allowed to. Rashi, va'afalgav dohocha oyhilhu. I hear it speaking about that this is an oyhil, v'mrinin hosom, shebika, akocha speaking about that it's an oyhil. Because if it's not an oyhil, some emela in binyi vestir bekalim. So why do you have to worry about the rope? Let's just go and, let's go and break the migdol. You're not allowed to be choitech a chevel of a binyan of kalke that's closing a delos of a kalke. So Rashi says, that's true. Aber gzeire der Rabbonon, he demerzi ke soisa. It looks like soisa. Vloi soisa, because by kalke there is a din stire. Vloi soisa bin yamamishu, to psiches delas ba'almo. This is not a stire, he's only opening up the door. It's tied together with the chevels and memela. But this is not a real stir, it's merzi ke soisa. So memela. Kivin de shvusu loy gozra olav bein hashmoshes. So now Rashi says, so Rashi now was ma'oirer a new problem. That be'emison, Rashi made in the kimtet speaking about that it's a large keli, that here's a teiris oil. Here's a teiris oil, so it falls already into the gedorim of yesh binyin bestire b'mechuba. It doesn't have a teiris keli. Here's a teiris mechuba. But Rashi says, afilu the misne shebe mechuber is also only a gzeire de rabbonim in a teiretz mutter, and our mission is going according to Rebbe, that a shvus is mutter bein hashmoshes. So memele, it is, so that's why it's mutter according to the Tanakam. What is the svore of Rabbi Loza? Rabbi Loza holds that it's also, Hello, let's say rech tashmisha. So Rabbi Loza holds like Rabbi Nechemye. Ve'ike tashmisha shol sakin loy lach techavolimu elo lechemu bosa vo'ichlen. So memele, so the sakin is mukt. Ve'ochi pligi. Tanakam eles le de Rabbi Nechemye. Hil kachiru ve'yerev. The posik le lemishna. He could go and tear the rope. Rabbi Lezer holds, he can't tear the rope. Im be'ir ovad harei zeirev. If the mafteach was lost in the ear, harei zeirev. Dechi mashkech lei maisi lei delch kafifis. So now Rashi goes back to the first pshat already. The whole reason the Maram said that we had to say that, that it's speaking about im nimtza maftayach, because we had a problem, because the Mishnah is speaking about yontiv, and in yontiv, Rabbi Lezer is the same makel like the Tanakama. That's where we had to say that the machlokes was by nimtza, and then the Mishnah speaking about wasn't nimtza. But that was only because we zetzayin the Mishnah by yontiv. Now we could say, now we don't have to say this. So we can say that Rabbi Lezer is verkehrt. The Tanakama holds that it is mutter. The Tanakama holds that it is mutter. Speaking about Shabbos, the Tanakama holds it's mutter because it's permitted to be seisa, to be chaytach the hevel. So memele it's chazilei, and Rab Nechemya holds that it's also to the Rabbi Lezer holds like Rab Nechemya that you can't be chaytach the hevel because you don't have, because you're not to be metal to the sakin. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, but the matter is like this. Im be'ir ovad, so then you have a new heter. Arei ze'eret. D'chimashkech le'maisi le'derch kafifes. Bim besoda, ein erev. D'mifsik mando le'imotzi, k'daram nechemye. That's the maskonis ha'gemor according to Abaye Barov. Now, there is a kashi here on Rashi, which Teisves asks on Rashi. Rashi had gemacht a ganze geratschke, that it is speaking about that the Sheda Teva Migdal is speaking about that it has a Teiris oil. And if it has a Teiris oil, so be emison, so chaysomish ebe mechuba also. So Rashi said that they hold it's going about, that our mission is going according to Rebbe. So now if it's going according to Rebbe, so then we have a big problem. So what's the svor of Rabbi Lezer? Rabbi Lezer holds like Rab Nechemye. No, Rab Nechemye, so it's not a shvus. So it's a shvus. So there's two shvusim. There's a shvus of stiris hachevel, of chitach hachevel. There's a shvus of tiltul hasakin. But if the mission is going according to Rebbe, a shvus is muta bein hashmoshes. So what is the svar Rabbi Lezer? And this kasha Tosfos asks on Rashi. We yesterday mentioned the goin. The Goyin says it on this Rashi. The Goyin says it on this Rashi. The Goyin says that that what we had in the beginning of the sugya, that it would seem, according to Rebbe, two shvusim amuta, that was only the havamina of the Gemara. But if the emes, according to Rebbe, two shvusim anat muta, Meili says that's pshat Rashi. Azizik the goy. Others want to say, Rabbi Kivega wants to say, and the Rishash wants to say, that there's a difference if the shvusim are done bebas achas, that's more chomo, or if it's done bezeh achar zeh. That means, as if it's done, that's what the Rishash wants to say, that if you're doing bebas achas, you're even to shvusim, that's more chomo. Here, the tiltal asakin and the chitach achevel is bebas achas. So that's also. There it is done, first you take off the eire from the ilon, that's one shvus, mishtamshim b'mechuba, then you make a anoche, that's a second shvus. You're making a anoche from a kamalas to a reshus harab. That's a second shvus. But since it's not done by basachas, so memele, that is mutter. That's how the Rishash Rabbi Kivega want to say. Aloche b'shash shechaitach hachavolim kemetalte gam lesaken v'oivar abezi surim b'basachas. Now let us see Taisvis. Zukt Bahamai. Now we can learn Taisvis on the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara asked Akashe, the Mishnah says, Nosnoi b'migdol. So it says that it's good according to the Tanakam. In fact, the Gemara, Vamai hu b'mokim echot, ve'iru v'i b'mokim achet. V'im toima, ha'ashte salke daitoch, de b'migdol eitzairi. The Gemara and the Havamina learned that it's speaking about Amigdol Shalait. Why? The Havikli, Midakomishani, Hoche, Bimigdol Shalavain, the Maskinim. That's the Teretz. The Teretz is, it's not speaking about Eitz, it's speaking about Levain. So the Havamina of the Gemara was, it's speaking about Amigdol Shalait. Void, the Stam Migdol Shabishah Shalait. So Memele, before Gemara, that how are you allowed to itzuba mokimachet veruvi b'mokimachet? Harei mutal l'shaber asakeli v'litol ma'ashe b'soichet. Kedisnan b'peirik chovitz, shoiver odom esa chovitz litol mimeno groigres. There's an often a mishne that a person is permitted to break a chovitz to take out the groigres from it. And what is the reason? So it's enough in the Mishnah, and that's like the time. So a mailer. So what's the problem? What's the problem? The Gemara is a problem. So Taisa says two tots. Vieshloime the mashmalay b'migdol godol, the shayich bei binyan estira. So the first teretz was, it's speaking about a migdol godol that doesn't have a teretz keili, like it has a teretz oil. The ibe cotton da be keili, my time at the rabbeleza, the poly. So memele, so that's like the third mahalach in the Gemara according to Rashi, that Lofi, it's speaking about a large migdol that has, it's marzik aboim son, has a teretz oil. Because else you don't know Pshat and Rabbi Lezer. So now we have to figure out what's Pshat in the Tanakam. Now Tavoid, now Taisvis says a new Yisod in Gans. That the Kasha, what I'm asking, Bechlal is not Shvel. The Bekli, Nami, Shayech, Binyan, Estire, Kedi Omar, Bahaboyim. There's no such Yisod in Binyan, Estire, Bekalem. By a Kli, Pastoichet, Binyan, Hai Man, the Ayel, Shufsa bekufina de more chayev mishimboina. Here's a picture over here. The bottom of page 85 brings down the lotion of Rashi in Shabbos. Shufsa yeset cotton shetoichven besoich beis yad shel more beyoise benekev habarza lahatkoi shelo yeitze. That he says by sticking it in mistama, so the sides spread out, so memele, so it's mahudik. So Memela, so the Gemara says, Hai man da ayel shuvse bikofina de more, chayev mishum baine. Now that's very modern. If there's such a yesod, ein binyan astira bekelim, so watch out, chayev mishum baine. So Taisva says there's no such klal. Okay, there's a din binyan astira bekelim. So we have a problem. We have a problem, the Mishnah of Chashay V'Rodem Mesachovis, and we have the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara Vaita said, in Binyan Estir B'Kel. V'hod Dekomar B'Somuch D'mar Sova Klihu V'ein Binyan B'Kelim. So L'Cheir Eshtet HaChanof in the Gemara Fakert. Zuktach Toisves, Hainu Bahanu Da Omar Neutlin Avoloi Marzirin Loihavi Binyin Ustire Gemure. So Toisves means to say, there's a Gemara in Shabbos of Kufchov Beis Amed Beis. The Gemara says as follows, Deles Shal Sheida Tevo Migdo Neutlim Avoloi Marzirim. You're allowed to slip off the delas from the shade, but you're not allowed to put it back on. And the reason why you're not allowed to put it back on, because there was a gzeire, maybe he'll put it back in the oifen mehudik. He says, so be'etzim is azoi. This delas really slips off and slips on. So this delas, there's no din binyan whatsoever. There's no din binyan. Now they asked that he might put it back in an oifen that there will be a binyan. So that's why they asked, marzirin v'loi neutlin. So this heter of neutlin only applies if it has a teiris keli. So then you can slip it off and put it back on again. If it have a teiris mechuber, so then this would also be also. So Memele, so Taisva says now as follows. That what the Gemara said later, that the Machloikis, the Mahalach of Rabbi and Rav Yosef, that they wanted to say, that the Machloikis, the Tanakame in Rabbi Lezer is, if it has a Teiris Keli, if it has a Teiris Oil, this is speaking about a Delis that you're allowed to take off by a Keli. So Memela, if it has a Teiris Keli, if it has a Teiris Oil, you're not allowed to take it off. So Memela, so that's all what the Gemara said. But by a Keli, there's Binyan Estira also. Some say to be Soisar a Keli or to be Baina Keli. So that's Pshat the Gemara Baita. Oy, kedemuki b'maskone, b'mano koter b'miste. There also, we'll see, Taisus does not learn like Rashi that has a Torah sale, so we'll have to wait for that. Umedemuki lo b'koter, and Taisus says, let's, umedemuki lo b'koter b'misne, mash medavke b'hochi shori. Avo l'shaber akeli, ulekalkloi osa. The shaper shayich binyan astira bekelim. That means, the Tosis means to say, l'chayre, why do you have to handle with the misna, with the rope? Let's handle with the manel. Let's break the manel. The manel is ichar akeli, so let's break the manel. So vice tachayis, the manel, there's nothing what to talk about. There's a din stira bekelim. So mamele, so the only shayla will be lagabi the chev. Fine. V'hod ishori l'shaber achovis. There's a mishneh in Shabbos. The one is permitted to be mishaber achovis. Hamuki lo bebeya perik hamevi bemustaki. This chovis is not speaking about a poshet achovis. It's speaking about mustaki. What's pshat mustaki? Perish. Chatichos amuduvokes yacha. They're speaking about that you had broken pieces that were stuck together. So this doesn't have a teiris keli to begin with. So on this, there's no din stira. So memela. So therefore, it's muta. So memela pieces was miyashiv everything already. But a real keli, there's nothing but to talk about. There's a din stira bekeli. This Akimte, Taisus brings a Gemara in Beye, That the Gemara in Beis says that the Mishnah is speaking about Mustaki. Frektach Toises va'af al gav. This was only in the Kimta according to one Tana. Va'af al gav the Libet Rabbi Lezer. The Omer kot me'le reyach boi potter avalosam. Rabbi Lezer holds if a person will cut a splinter, lachzoitz eshinov, to use it for a toothpick, he's chayiv min ha'toyre. Cut my lahariach boy. What if he cut a small piece of wood lahariach boy? Potter avolosos. Afilu, it's not l'shem binyan, but it's also midarabona. So the Gemara says, according to him, so even though he has no intentions of making any binyan whatsoever, it's also midarabona. So the Gemara asks, so what did he do with the Mishnah of Chavis? A mukilah b'mustaki. The Porch v'lesser Abelezer shayv v'rodem es Chavis. So Taisvi says, l'rabbono namitzach luk mihochi. The moide mi avachayiv chatas lachzis b'yishina v'ava osa b'kot melariach. So memele, since by astire b'keilem ya'achayiv chatas, so memele, so it should be also midarabonon. So al kochach, you have to say, according to the Rabbonon also, that it is speaking about mustaki. So mustaki doesn't have a teiras keli, and memele, then it is permissible to be seiser. V'ha'a de boiler av sheishes beperik chavis, ma'u le mivres chavite beburtiye. Here is a picture on that also, page 86-46. That if a person is permitted to make a hole with a spear, To make a hole, that's a whole sugi over there in Shabbos Bebultiye. He wants to make a hole in the Chavis Bebultiye. So there's a whole shaila in the Gemara. Bemustiki Yairi. That's also speaking about Mustiki. So Memele, that's Tais Veshite. So Tais Vesh, Omiyo Birishalmi Kamar Amasnis in the Hoche, Hode de Taime Bemigdol Shalavin. Aber bei Migdol Shalaitz nase ke Shoiver as a Chavis litl mimenu Gregoris. The Yerushalmi says, Klo nitazoi. The Yerushalmi says that the Yerushalmi is medame a Migdol Shalaitz to a Chavis, that it's permissible. Mashmed de Boloi Mustaki nami shori bekli Shalaitz. So the Yerushalmi is not like Taisvis. Let's skip to Taptaisvis and let's learn Beir Eruve Erev Benimtsa Bishabis Afal Pi Shahoya Ovud Bein Hashmoshes. But the svara of Rabbi Lazar is that if it was Nimtsa Bishabis Afal Pi Shahoya Ovud Bein Hashmoshes, it's a good Erev. The Taisus HaRosh says, Pshat, Moisem HaTaisus, Afal Pisha Ya'ovud Bein HaShmoshes, Kiven the Rogel Sheyim Motzei, Krinim Beishapir Hu Beiruvoi B'mokim Achem. B'mokim Echot. So Memele, so that's the Lomdes of Nimtze. Umas Nisen, let's skip over the next, that's a Pshat Taisus, so we just, let's get Pshat into the Gemara. Mas nisen ba mai mukilo, vloi boi lo ukmi be plukte, de ein binyan be kalim, efshe des guf is de machloikis, mishum de plukte de beishami be silly be peg beis de bey. So the mother didn't want to say that that's the machloikis. Boi sakine le mifsike. So the Gemara says the machloikis is if he hears a chevel, and the shaila is if you need a sakin to cut it, and the shaila is if you could cut it with a sakin. Perish akunter is the I biyad havishori. If he could do it biyad havishori afilu. Afilu Rabbi Lezer. So then it would be with Afilu Rabbi Lezer. The Mikalkalu. The sign you be Meser is Beye, Chaisom Isha Bekeilim, Matir, Mavkiya, Bechoyter. For Afal Gav Dohocha Oil Hu, I does do an oil. For Omar Shebekarka Osa, there the Gemara says that what? That Chaisom Isha Bekarka is Osa. So Rashi said, Gzeire de Rabbonanu, the Merzik is Soisa. It's only Merzik is Soisa, Velo is Soisa bin Yamamishu, the Psychis del Isbalmu, Vekivin de Shvusu, like Gozer all of Beinashmoshes. Veinire, so Toisvis asks this Kasha we mentioned before on Rashi. So Oibazoi, so what are you saying? So you're saying that Beemison, there is an Issa de Rabbonan, the Vafal Pikain, it is Mutter, because we hold like Rabbi, the Legosor of Shvus bein Hashmoshes, the Einay Nire, the Chinami Sova Rabbi Lezer, ke Rab Nechemye, Afilo Rabbi Lezer will hold like Rab Nechemye Shori, the Tiltol Sakin, Loyosor Elami the Rabbonon, as Vaitara the Rabbonon, and Taisis didn't want to differentiate between one Shvus and two Shvusim. Lekach yesh loimer dohoche klihu. So Taisvi says, it is not an oihel. It is a kli. We have some email if it's a keli, so it's mutter legamri. We have a mozi lemifseke biyad avishori. Avol besakine osu ke Rabbi Nechemye. The less like the Rabbi. So that's pshat. That's what Taisva said before. Taisva said that what the Gemara said. He says that what we say in binyan bekeilim means it's only mutter, not that in stira bekeilim means if you have a delis of a keli that is tied together with a chevel. So if it has a teiras keli, so memele you're allowed to be chaytach. The Hevel, that's what Taisva says. And that's what Taisva learns Pshat in the Gemara, that Lefi Emes it is speaking about, that this Migdal has a Teiris Keli, not a Teiris Oyel on itself. And that's why it's Mutta according to the Tanakhame. Avu Basakina Osa Kerab Nechemye, that is according to Rabbi Lezer, the less like the Rabbi, and they don't hold like Rabbi. Umikan medag de kri, so from here the ri was medag de chaisome shebekalim, mater umavkia vechoiter, eine davke kein kesher shall misne. The only heter is the kesher. The kesher you're allowed to, the kesher of the rope you're allowed to. Avo peiseyach shalaitse shall matres osser le shabe, but the etzim lach you're zicher not allowed to break. The Beklinami Yesh Binyan Ustire Kid the Parashti Lael. We have time Baksmith to learn that the Taisus of Tony Seifem Hoyo Nisotin Tmei. The Gemara had wanted to say that the Machloikis in the Mishnah is if it's Mekabel Tumas Hesed or not, if it has a Teiris Oihel, or if it has a Teiris Kael. If it has a Teiris Oihel, so memele, so then it's not mekabel tumah. If it's a teiris keli, it is mekabel tumah. So then the Gemara shlugged it up from two upshlugging. One from a baraisa. The baraisa said, oihel v'niseit tomi, kli v'einei niseit toir. That was from the baraisa. And then it brings a raya from the seif also. M'hoyu nisoitim tmeim. If it would be niseit, it would be tomi. Niseit, yeah. Zuktach Toisves, Mahach Seifer Luchut, why do you have to bring the Baraisa? Let's bring the Seifer. The Seifer says, Imhoyo Nisotim, if they were Nisit, so it's Tomei. So you see, Klo, the Machlekes is not if it's an Oyhel of Akeli, because it says Klo, if it was Nisit, it was Toil. So you see, Klo, it's a different Machlekes, not a Machlekes. Why do you have to bring a Baraisa? So Tais is Mahach Seifer Luchud Le Motzi Lemeidik. The Motzi Lemeimer, the Machmas Ro'od Hu De Pligi. The Machloikis is Machmas Ro'od. And the Machloikis is the Yesh Chiluk Bein Oihel Le Keili. Could be, that's Pshat. In Hilchis Tumis, it could be in Hilchis Tumis Hesed, and Oihel is also not Mekabu Tume. No, it is mekabel tume. But ra'odo, that there is a difference between a oil and a keli. That's the machloikis. Avol the yeshchilik bein oil, the bliga the yeshchilik bein oil and keli could be there is a chilik that an oil is not mekabel tume from ra'odo, in a keli is mekabel tume from ra'odo, avul behesed, oyel nami tome. So that means if you would only bring the sefer of the Mishnah, I see not the machloik, before I learned pshat that an oyel is not mekabel tume hesed. So that's wrong. An oyel is also mekabel tume hesed. But maybe the machloik is, if it is an oyel, if it's not an oyel, and the machloik, and an oyel is not mekabel tume hesed. And the shayl is it an oyel, is it not an oyel? So that's why from the sefer of the Mishnah, we wouldn't be able to prove anything. Lekach maisi bereise, the machmes ra'oda, nami ein chilek bein oyel lekeili. He says, the bereise said, what did the bereise say? Oyel v'nisit tome. If it's nisit, it's tome. Kli v'ene nisit, toil. So, if it's not nisit, it's toil. There's no difference between those. Ubereise lechud nami loisagye, behava amine, the osi loikerab nechemye v'loikerab shimen, lochi aise seifet de milsayu. That means when the bereise, I would say, this bereise does not differentiate between a kli and an oil. So could be this is a third tane. But could be the tane of the Mishnah does differentiate. The Fari brings down the seife, that the Tan himself doesn't make a chilik. That's why he brought the sefer of the Mishnah.